بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا. The subject matter which is carrying on is with regard to the Jews not believing in the Quran Sharif and the excuse they made that why didn't it come down in one piece, one tablet, like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the Torah, one tablet, one time. And the answers were all given already, that Allah Ta'ala had sent to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam his revelation, and to everyone it came bit by bit. And only to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam it came at one whole piece. And that is not the actual subject. The subject is to believe in the word of Allah, and more than that to practice, after believing, to practice on what Allah Ta'ala says, and then practice correctly, and that Allah Ta'ala must accept it. So Allah Ta'ala now in this ayat Allah is explaining that no matter how much they deny, after they know clearly very well that it is the word of Allah, and just because of their jealousy that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not born from amongst the Jews, but that he was born from amongst the Arabs, that kept them away from accepting the truth. So Allah says, even if they don't believe, and they refuse to believe, لَكِنِ اللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ إِلَيْهِ, لیکن اللہ شاہد ہے اس پر جو تجھ پر نازل کیا. Don't worry, Allah is a witness. And the evidence and the Allah being a witness, there is nothing greater than that. Allah is a witness that this was the kitab revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these objections which they are making, you don't have to pay heed to them, you don't have to worry to them. If during the day at 12 o'clock the sun is out and the whole world says the sun is not out, we don't have to worry about that. The fact is that the sun is out. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala himself is giving evidence that this is the kitab from Allah Ta'ala and it is for the guidance of mankind. أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ, کہ یہ نازل کیا ہے اپنے علم کے ساتھ. And Allah Ta'ala has revealed this kitab with his thorough knowledge, and the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala is absolute. And the Quran Sharif has got such subject matter which till today scientists are still discovering and finding out. And they find that for what the Quran has stated 1400 years ago was 100% correct, and they only finding out and realizing it now. Like the formation of the baby in the mother's womb, how the Quran has explained it so perfectly and so clearly, and only now scientists have found out about it. About the oceans, outwardly looking like they are meeting, the different oceans, but the waters don't mix, they don't meet. And that also they have only discovered it now. Like that many, many other things we say, and Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, that we will show them our clear signs in the heavens and the skies and in themselves also, until it will dawn upon them clearly that the Quran Sharif is the true kitab. So with all that knowledge of Allah, Allah has revealed the kitab. So if they don't believe, this is their problem, but the real fact is, and that is the lesson for us to take, that the Quran Sharif is that great kitab. There is no other kitab like it in the world, in any language, in any way. It is the kitab from Allah Ta'ala. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَشْهَدُونَ, اور فرشتے بھی گواہ ہیں. And even the malaika are witnesses to the fact that the Quran is the revelation from Allah Ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought it down himself, but besides that all the other malaika also give evidence. So in view of such top level evidence, then this refutation of the Jews means nothing whatsoever. So we also should have that full conviction on the Quran Sharif, and the important thing for us then is that we must have, as the formation of the child is described in the Quran Sharif, how the child is formed, how the oceans don't meet, and many, many other things. As we see that is the truth, we should also believe in every other ayat of the Quran Sharif. Even if it doesn't make sense to us, when it has been made so clear and so so manifestly clear that this whole Quran Sharif is the book of Allah and it contains only the absolute truth, we should also believe in every part of it. We shouldn't have any doubts about capital punishment, cutting of hands, etc., stoning to death, etc., about women getting half the share of men, and all that also, we just need a little bit more study, and we see that is the perfect law, and that is how the law should be to maintain life properly. Like, for example, the capital punishment in Islam, if that is just made law in any country, like it was in Saudi a little while ago, you would hardly find crime in the country, and all the citizens will be living as law-abiding citizens, and the criminals will be behind bars. And when that law has been abolished today, then we find in the whole world the citizens are living like prisoners in their house. They have put so much fences and so much of security on their houses that the house looks like a prison, while the crooks, etc., are walking around freely on the streets. And when they go to jail also, they get VIP treatment there. So this is a whole upside down system. And it is for us as Muslims to believe in it and to make others to realize also the reality and the truth of the matter. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Or Allah kafi hai haq zahir karne wala. And Allah is sufficient to make the truth manifest and known. And Allah Ta'ala alone has made the truth, stated the truth, and made it manifest in the whole Quran Sharif, right through from the beginning to the end. It is for us to believe in the Quran as the absolute kitab from Allah, and wholeheartedly we should believe in it, practice upon it, and we should have make dua that Allah accepts all that practice, and we should be making khidmat of the Quran, teaching the Quran nazra, like in the makatib, and then hifz of the Quran, and then learning the meaning of the Quran, qiraat of the Quran, the calligraphy and the writing of the Quran. We should engage ourselves, endeavor, and use our energies for this great kitab which Allah has revealed. May Allah give us all the faith, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.